today on the Interlaken Collection, its variations on themes. We'll hear variations based on original melodies, variations based on medieval music, and variations one composer wrote in tribute to another. That's all coming your way on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. First on this episode of the Interlaken Collection, it's music of Alan Hovhaness. We'll hear his Variations and Fugue. This was actually commissioned by the Interlaken Arts Academy. Hovhaness dedicated the piece to the philanthropist W. Clement Stone. That's the same Clement Stone who was a major supporter of Interlaken. He's the namesake of the Stone Hotel and Student Center. Hovhaness admired Stone's commitment to young people in the arts. The Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra gave the world premiere performance of the Variations and Fugue by Alan Hovhaness in the winter of 1964. It's still an important piece for Interlaken's orchestras. This is a performance from July 7th, 1968. Here's the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by George C. Wilson.
Thank you.
a performance from the summer of 1968 by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra at Interlaken. The conductor was George C. Wilson. They performed the Variations on Fugue by Alan Hovhaannis, a piece commissioned by Interlaken and first performed here in 1964. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Today we're listening to sets of variations. Russian composer Anton Arensky wrote a set of variations following the passing of his friend Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Arensky used one of Tchaikovsky's children's songs as his theme. He originally wrote variations for string quartet, but that piece was so popular that Arensky rescored it for string orchestra. That's the version we'll hear on this program. Here's the Interlaken Arts Academy String Orchestra in February of 1991, under the direction of David Holland, performing the variations on a theme of Tchaikovsky by Anton Arensky. The Variations on a Theme of Tchaikovsky, music Anton Arensky wrote in memory of Tchaikovsky. A performance given in February of 1991 by the Interlaken Arts Academy String Orchestra under the direction of David Holland. For a photo of some Academy students headed to class on cross-country skis in the winter of 1991, check out our website at classicalipr.org. You're listening to the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. The next set of variations on the program have the oldest source melody. Norman Dellagioia based his variants on a medieval tune on the melody In Dulce Jubilo. That melody dates at least to the 14th century, probably even earlier. Dellagioia composed his variants on a medieval tune in the 1960s, and it's become a staple of the wind band repertoire. Here are the variants on a medieval tune by Dellagioia in a performance given in August 2006 by Interlaken's World Youth Wind Symphony, conducted by Richard Floyd.
Thank you.
Carmen Dellagioia's Variants on a Medieval Tune, a work for wind ensemble based on the melody In Dulce Jubilo, a performance featuring the World Youth Wind Symphony from August 5th, 2006, conducted by Richard Floyd. That concert took place in the Interlaken Bowl. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. You can find out more about this episode at classicalipr.org. The final set of variations on the program are really more of a fantasia. The work is the Fantasia on a Theme of Thomas Tallis by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Vaughan Williams based his composition on a hymn that Thomas Tallis wrote in 1567. It's called Why Fumth in Sight. Here's the Fantasia on a Theme of Thomas Tallis by Ralph Vaughan Williams, a performance given by the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in May of 1972 at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. The conductor is A. Clyde Roller. Thank you. The Fantasia on a Theme of Thomas Tallis by Rafe Vaughan Williams, conducted by A. Clyde Roller and performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra. That was a performance the orchestra gave at the Kennedy Center in May of 1972. Thanks for joining us for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.